So the big winners from yesterday's slow reveal of a plan of the hairdressers in Auckland. Of course, Thursday's their day as they trial the Vax Pass, among other things. CEO at Rodney Way New Zealand, Julie Evans, is with us. Julie, morning.
Good morning, mate.
You're set to go?
Yes, we believe we are.
Have you been thinking about it for the last 10, 11, 12, 13 weeks and getting organised?
We have. We've been preparing the team for weeks during the lockdown with education. We work with Microsoft Teams, so we get to see all of our teams on a regular basis. We work through trends, looks, what they might be able to do with DIY jobs, embracing the grey, navigating COVID vaccine conversations in the workplace. So, yeah, we believe we're ready, except we haven't got the Vaccine Pass Verifier app yet.
That was my next question. Have you heard from the government? So you haven't heard from them where the Vax Pass is?
No, but I have looked on the Ministry of Health website this morning and the government website, and it's coming, but it doesn't say when.
You would assume by 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock on Thursday?
Well, way before that, so they can upload it onto the devices in the salon and make sure it's operational and trial it on the teams first. You know, I was part of the beta test for the vaccine pass itself, and that was really quite simple and pain-free.
Good.
But, you know, getting the teams online to be able to upload the... I heard a lady yesterday actually from a salon, and she was talking about internet and Wi-Fi and using her own personal phone. You know, the salons generally have iPads because they use them for consultation purposes, but, you know, not every salon will have that. And, you know, Wi-Fi and internet can fall in and out, as we know.
Exactly. So, I'm told you'll be getting it today. Everyone's getting it today. You're running a mandate, I take it, yeah?
Well, we're looking at it and we're waiting for more advice from the government. And there's the health and safety risk assessment that you can do for each role within the salon. And we work with the New Zealand Hair and Barbers, which is the industry representatives. And they believe that our industry is high risk and we should be doing them assessments. But the majority of the teams are doubly vaccinated, Mike, on the last audit that we did and spoke to the teams. So, yeah, they'll all be well protected, that's for sure.
Are you worried about tension? I ring up, I want to make a booking. At that point, do you say, are you double vaccinated? And I say yes or no, or and you've got to deal with it at that point, or do you wait till you get into the salon or what?
I'm not worried about it. We're prepared for it. We're prepared for the worst and plan for the best, Mike. So we've got the teams all prepared. We've got online booking, which will have messaging to say, be prepared, have your vaccine pass prepared for us to look at. We're only taking bookings at the moment, so there's no walk-in clients being able to come through the doors at this stage. And so as much of the communication that we'll put out on our website, social media, and the bookings online will have the messaging for the clients to be prepared when they arrive.
Good stuff, Julie. Go well. Appreciate it. And you'll be thrilled to be back open. Julie Evans, CEO at Rodney Way New Zealand.